Doing this thing called Aloha Broadcast Park Week here on the show as we are getting ready to move out of here and move to new, clean, bright, functional studios. That'll be happening in a few weeks. And at this point, we're looking back and thinking about the past and history of this building. And of course, the more important in the building is the people who have made it what it is, the radio stations that it has been for lo these many years. I'm happy to welcome not one but two guests into the studio. First up, Karen Sheldon. Karen, welcome in.
Thank you. We're the people who wore out the old place.
And Michelle Hennigan has joined us as well. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Barry.
You are an unexpected surprise and a treat.
Yes, I crashed the party. Hope you don't mind.
Dr. Helen Wheels, yes. Please.
Now, let's relate to everybody, because you were, Karen, mainly on our sister station. Did you ever do any shows on KVON?
I did not.
Yeah. So you were doing the mornings through the window over here next door and on the Vine when I was doing mornings over here on the AM.
Yes.
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 And we shared the talents of this.
There was much nonverbal communication through the window. And then Michelle was Michelle on your show. But I felt like there were all those traffic people on other stations that had titles and ranks. You know, there were captains, and there were sergeants, and there were officers, and it just seemed wrong that Michelle had such a small name. And so first we renamed her Helen Wheels,
and then we made her Dr. I don't know if I ever got the names mixed up. I may have called myself Dr. Helen Wheels over here sometimes, and instead of on the Vine, yeah.
How many different stations were you doing traffic for at the same time in that time period?
Five or six stations, with different names at different stations.
You went round the clock, talking to different people, saying the same things. Most of them weren't as clever as Karen and I, of course.
Exactly.
So. So it was probably boring for you, except for the...
Well, and Michelle is also fluent in Espanol, and so... around the time that Playground Fantastico was being built, one of the organizers of that project came on my show and said this thing that I still hold on to. Really, anything you add Fantastico after sounds better. Cold, soggy breakfast cereal Fantastico. And so I still do that, and that's when we renamed it El Gran Show de Saludo.
Oh, I do remember that. That's right.
Breakfast show, Fantastico.
Right, right. Fantastico.
I will give that to you free, Barry.
Thanks.
You can continue to use
Fantastico. I kind of feel like I should have been listening to your show instead of more entertaining than what I was doing. let's get a little background. First of all, I have to ask everybody, when did you actually work here? Let's start with that.
2000 to 2002, something like that.
Really? That seems so recent by comparison. Some of these folks yesterday had people on who were here in the 80s, like me.
I was reading something about an album released in 1985 yesterday, and it said that was 34 years, and I went,
know.
No!
Yeah.
Oh.
That can't be.
Well, I
that
guess
can't.
It is.
My favorite thing is when I will say, well, just the other day, and then I stop and think, no, that's like 10 years ago. And so, do you remember, Michelle, when the period was you were doing traffic for us?
I think I was here before Karen and after Karen, so probably...
Several years.
Yeah, 99 to maybe 2004 or so. I started my new job in 2004, I think.
But this job was the best one.
This was the best job, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I came over here on the weekends a couple times and did a talk show with Marty Nemko.
Oh, yeah.
So
Marty's still around?
Oh, is he still here on Sundays?
Well, not on this station regularly. He does KLW, I think, and some other things he has. He's very active in many media. So, what do you remember from that time period, Karen, starting with you? What were the people, you know, here in the station or news events or big promotions or things that were going on with the station then?
Well, unlike Margie, I worked my way down. So I started in San Francisco and went to Kansas City and went to Orlando and went to Portland and wound up in Napa and then leapt out of the broadcasting business
from KVYN.
Really, once you've worked at KVYN, what's left?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I remember I was on the air on 9/11. And we were just talking about the news director was in Hawaii, and we had a very young woman doing the news that day who hadn't had a lot of experience sort of reading between the lines and figuring out in breaking news what was going to change and what was likely to be substantial. And I think you and I were both not as old as we are now, but older, and had a lot of experience discerning what was going to hold water in news and what you wanted to run with and what you wanted to think twice about. Yeah. So I remember that very clearly. And then there were for days and days, Scott couldn't get back from Hawaii, which had to be really frustrating for him, because here's this mind-blowing news story, and not to be able to be on the air covering it had to have been really frustrating. So I remember that very vividly.
Scott Craig, in that case, Scott's going to be on later in the week.
Good luck.
I have to bring that up with him. I forgot all about that part. Yeah. I kind of blotted a lot of that out, I think. It was all like news to me when you said that.
I especially remember, though, having what I was starting to say about coming down in markets is that this was the first place where I would ever run into my listeners on the street. And I would know people who came on the show, and local public civic leaders would be on the other side of the counter from me in the studio, and then would also be in public doing their work. And I didn't get to know people personally. I didn't get to be a member of the community so first engaged in such a firsthand and direct way as I was here. That was really cool.
I remember very vividly in the late 80s, after I'd been on the station for, you know, less than a year, I'm sure. I was up at the old Valerga's supermarket, and I wrote a check like people used to do in the old days. And the checker said, "Oh, are you the guy on the radio?" And having come from a bigger market in the Midwest where you were anonymous, my eyes, I'm sure, got big as saucers to say, "Oh, you're actually going to recognize me when I'm out? This is different.
You're going to need to behave better. Yes.
Michelle, you were working, we were talking about, you were doing traffic reporting. Was that for Metro?
That was for Metro Traffic, which has had several name changes since then.
And they still exist?
Yes, Total Traffic Network now.
Oh, okay.
So it still exists. So I had never worked for a radio station when I was doing this station. And this was my first opportunity to go out and be wrapped in ace bandages and do a whole show.
That was so fun!
Remember we went... I'm sure it was for a promotion or something, but
we got body wrapped. Remember that?
Body wrapped to lose weight.
That
was hilarious. That was so much fun. And Karen frying chicken in the station. I was giving her instructions on how to fry chicken.
And Michelle was kind of disappointed that I didn't know how to fry chicken.
Right.
So she was going to teach me on the air. Remember that? I brought in a frying pan.
Yeah.
I didn't put it near the equipment. Okay. I had a card table that was away from the equipment. I did not. The time I started the fire in the board, that was a different time.
Different
that was totally unrelated. And I want to remember here Mike Martindale, because without his brilliant expertise as a bench tech, I probably would have been burned at the stake by Mr. Longhorn because he was not happy that I started a fire in the board.
Wait a minute. Who's Mr. Longhorn?
I was going to say, is Mr. Longhorn's name really
Dale,
Mr. Longhorn?
I think his real name was Dale. He was from Texas.
Dale Hendry.
But you can't talk about people and make fun of them if you use their real name.
Oh, sure you can. I do it every morning.
He was none too happy about that fire, but Mike took apart the ribbon and soldered every tiny pair in there so that we would stay on the air and I would not get fired. And I hold him dear in my heart.
And indeed, Mike Martindale passed away some years ago. He was an amazing chief engineer. There was nothing he couldn't do with the radio stuff. And everything we're working on right now was installed by him.
Of course.
The exception of the computers, of course. So, Michelle, you went from... give me the job path, because I kind of lost track of you when I stopped doing radio.
Well, I for a while, I was working both metro traffic, and I was on call at the public radio station in San Francisco, KQED. And then eventually, I was working in the studio in the morning doing traffic. Then in the afternoon drive, I was airborne doing traffic. And in between, I was the promotions coordinator at KQED and then doing on-call work in the evenings at KQED. So eventually, I got to a point where they offered me a full-time job at the Q, and I've been there ever since.
So you were like doing gig economy before gig economy
right.
was a thing.
Exactly. So that's what I did.
And so it's been how many years at KQED?
I've been there 20 years now.
Wow.
Yes.
Can't believe that.
But if you count the part-time work that I was doing there. So full-time, 12 years mm-hmm. full-time. And I am the after – let me give myself some promotion.
Please do.
I am the afternoon drive announcer operator on KQED.
That's right.
See,
right.
Some people work their way up.
Right. Yeah. And then there's Karen.
Right.
I'm sure many of our listeners have heard your lovely voice many times, as I have. I'm a pretty avid KQED listener. And I wanted you to know, just for the record, back mm-hmm. in the day, I used to always needle you about that. You know, like, oh, that taxpayer-funded
right.
radio.
Right.
That's not the way it ought to be. You know,
only
6% radio.
Of our budget comes from...
Now I want you to know I'm a member. I actually,
oh yeah,
you know, I chip in like $6 a month or
yes,
something.
Yes, that's so. All we need. Just small yeah. donations. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's amazing how this business has changed. Three of us sitting here talking with Margie earlier, and it hasn't been that long, really. I mean, in the big picture, just the racing change of technology, mm-hmm. the one thing, the sort of squashing of resources and people. Margie was talking about how, you know, you essentially make the same amount of money you made 20 years ago doing, you know, maybe more work these days.
Yeah.
Not just in this business, I guess, but a lot of businesses. I asked her a question. Both of you can answer this. I'll start with you, Karen. Would you recommend to a young person interested in the field to go into broadcasting today?
Even when I went into the field of broadcasting in 1977, everyone warned me that it was a bad idea and that there was no future in it. And I kept doing that bad idea with no future for another 25 years. Barry Martin told me a really funny joke one time. You know what the difference is between a large pizza and a morning show?
Gee, why don't you tell us the answer to that, Karen?
No, Barry, come on. It's your punchline. You
a large pizza can feed a family of four.
See, I'm so funny, I forget all my best jokes.
Well, I have never forgotten that joke. So if you have to do it, you know, if it's what you need to do, love to do, mm-hmm. then do it. You might be the one who figures out the next wave in radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. I can give you a lecture on the Communications Act of 1934 and how all of the problems in broadcasting stem from abandoning that ethic that drove us, that made us people who were in service to the community,
right.
That the people own the airwaves. I probably gave you this lecture when you tried to fire me. The people own the airwaves. I don't work for you, Barry Martin. I work for the people.
Wait a minute. I tried to fire you. I didn't succeed.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did, but not without a fight.
What do you think about that, Michelle? What's the answer to that
question? I think I'd have to agree with Karen. If you feel like you have to do it, then you have to do it, and it'll work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up, like I did, working little jobs here and there until you can put something together mm-hmm. that will enable you to pay a mortgage. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sorry that I did it.
Good. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes, you know, other than the fact of being live – that's our big advantage and difference,
mm-hmm.
right? But there has been this huge growth in what you could call audio journalism, in a way, in podcasting. I never would have anticipated, you know, that explosive area for, you know, people. If you want to have a voice, if you want to get a message out, you have something you're passionate about, you can do it within an hour, you know.
Yes, and without accountability, without an editor.
True.
Without any responsibility to the community. This isn't about shooting your mouth off. This is about supporting the people who live near you and giving them the information, the factual information that they need to live well. I was listening to you talk about measles and epidemic of dumb earlier, and I don't think it's an epidemic of dumb. I think it's an epidemic of mistrust. We no longer have a set of common things that we agree to support, and I think that that's entropy.
Yeah. Sense of common purpose.
Yeah.
It's another thing I go off about sometimes.
Is it?
We're almost out of time already, I'm sorry to say. When you look back on the KVO and KVY in years, is it a good feeling?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yes.
You want to be here when they knock the building over?
No, thank you. But thanks for inviting me to that, since I didn't get invited to
this. But I wouldn't mind coming to the new studio. Yeah. I promise not to spill anything in the board.
That's what they all say. All right. Karen Sheldon and Michelle Hannigan, what a delight to see you both.
Thank
I wish
you
we
for
had more time.
Us.
I wish I could go have mimosas with you now, but I can't. So
why not? Mm-hmm.
I got to work.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody got to take care of their phony baloney jobs over here.
Bye, Barry.
Thanks to you both. Okay, Aloha Broadcast Park Week, continuing tomorrow.